Hi, my name is Lillian Judd. I am 17 years old.
Today's day is April 10th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Jackie and Lemons, and today we are going to be talking about life after death and what we believe happens after you die.
So what do you guys think about, like, what happens when you die? We can never know until we actually...
Yeah, we really never know unless you, like, hear things. So, personally, I believe there's a heaven, but I also believe in reincarnation, and I don't believe in hell.
Why don't you believe in hell?
Because I feel like everyone gets, like, a second chance. I don't know, it just sounds nice. Well, I just don't know how someone can be determined if they're good or bad. Like, what makes someone... Well... I know, but what if it's, like, something... But, like, what if you, like you have stolen something in your life, but then you've, like, done all these other good things in your life? Like, it's just hard to determine who's, like...
That's like if someone, right, let's say someone believes in Christianity, right? Mm-hmm. They're in that religion. They can go pray, like, every Sunday, right? But they, like, when they get out of that church, they can go and do these, like, evil things. Mm-hmm. Does that make them good? Does that make them a good person?
No.
Because they go to church? I'm not saying that, like, every Christian is like that,
no.
But, you know, it's a...
I know,
yeah,
but...
Yeah.
No, I get what you're saying.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, you just can't, like, in the Bible, it's, like, people say in the Bible that, like, being gay is a sin or something, or, like, what I was cut off last time saying, like, they say, like, eating an apple or something, like, weird things, or, like, braiding your hair. It says that, like, in the Bible, so it's, like, really misinterpreted. So, like, what can you know is, like...
You really can't.
I mean, I know not everyone follows the Bible. That's like, no, like, barely anyone anymore, but...
If I could give, like, my opinion on it. I think the Bible should be, like, updated, because it's just really old right now.
Well, there's, like, the English Standard Version.
True.
They, like, I don't know.
What do you think, Lemons?
Do you think there's life after death?
I would like to think that there is. You just...
Like, do you think you're just going to be in a hole in the ground? Like, what do you feel in your heart?
What do you think happens, like, when you die?
I
don't know. You think it just ends right there? Like, there's nothing beyond?
Maybe if you want to get depressing, yeah.
Do you believe in alternate universes?
Because, like, what if we die and then we, I guess, reincarnate into another universe? There's, like, infinite self, right? Because space exists, and space is, like, infinite. So who's to say that anything can happen when you die? Oh, my God. What if it's, like, the lottery, right? And you just, like, get what you get. Like, you get reincarnated, you go to heaven, you become a ghost, and get trapped here forever. Like, what if it's just like that? Just like a random drawing.
I don't know.
Let's talk about those who died.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're ready.
But died for, like, a couple minutes and then came back.
Yeah, like, there's that one movie called, like, The Boy That Went to Heaven and Back or something. But, like, he was, like, 8. So, like, can you trust someone like that?
That's true.
And, like, well, they know for a fact that he died. Like, he, like, literally, like, his heart stopped beating or whatever. And that happens to a lot of people, actually. But that's, like, one of the few accounts where people, he's like, I saw the light. But, like, is that real?
Mm-hmm.
He also grew up in a Christian family, so that might have had some influence on him. Like, maybe it was, like, a dream, you know? There's no way of proving that. So, like, I think that we'll never really know. But I think you can believe in something, I guess. But I don't think anything is right or wrong to believe in.
I don't think there's any way to use science to prove it.
Like, yeah. You really can't use, like, real scientific facts. You can just, like, that's why people go people use religion.
Yeah.
Because.
Really, the best you can do, like, I guess, like, the closest we can get to, like, knowing what happens after death is, like, someone's like experience, and we kind of have to take their word for it.
Yeah.
What about people who get cryogenically frozen because they believe they can be brought back like 300 years later?
That, are we that advanced?
Yeah, some people do.
I mean, people have had their bodies frozen because they believe that there will be science that will advance so they can come back later. But I think it depends on how you die, too. Like, some things just can't be... I don't know. It makes you actually think that, like, I feel like we are advanced to that. This scientists aren't doing that. Because imagine, then we would just have, like, endless lives. And I feel like that would change a lot of things.
But if our science is that advanced, and how come we don't know what...
Would you go into it being alive, and then you just freeze yourself to death and hope to come back? Or are you already...
But you don't die. You just... It's like a coma, but you're frozen.
Yeah. No, you're already dead, and then they freeze your body to preserve it, and then they do something or whatever.
What? No.
That's what being cryogenically frozen is.
I thought you're just like,
you wouldn't just free, like, be like, okay, I'm done, just freeze me. And it's not like they're awake or something, or, like, sleeping. They're, like, dead. But they think they can, there'll be science one day that'll bring them back. But the thing is, if they mess that up, then that's their...
That's it.
I mean, they're already dead anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter that much.
I guess.
I mean, maybe to the family. I think there's, like, a lot of stigma about, like, being, like, respect to the dead or something.
Like what?
I feel like it's just, like, burying them, like, nice casket, like, all that thing. But, like, it's just
their... A funeral is really expensive.
Yeah. Like, a casket is, like, thousands of dollars. Yeah. That's why I would probably want my ashes spread.
It is cheaper.
And I think it's more, like, healing. Like, you spread your...
You want to be cremated?
Yes. I don't want to be buried in a hole in the ground. Even though it's your soul that's like moves on, you know, at least
your
that's what I think.
Just kinda like there.
Your body's just a thing, an entity.
Yeah.
And then.
It's a shell.
Because if you spread your ashes somewhere, you can go to multiple places.
Mm-hmm. Like Disneyland. Because you know how in Disneyland they throw their ashes there?
No.
Yeah, people used to throw their loved ones' ashes.
I think that's kind of sad. I mean, that's kind of gross.
Yeah, unhygienic.
Yeah. I think it's, like, pretty or, like, beautiful or whatever to, like, spread your ashes, like, in the nature, like, in the ocean or something.
Like, you wouldn't want to be riding Indiana Jones with someone's great-grandfather.
Yeah, I would not want to do it at Disneyland. I don't agree.
How would you even get away with that? They check your bags and stuff.
Yeah, just, like, have, like, a bottle. This is my grandma's ashes.
Don't worry, it's just a bag of flour.
Yeah. Okay. So that's our talk for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next time.
Bye. Yay, we did it.